There's been a lot of years of negativity as a result of losing the Driftnet ban on salmon. And I think there has to be a realization that there are people, be it on the islands and on the coast, that actually do have a little hope around the industry for the inshore, be it in the crab or be it in the lobster sector. And what we have to do, we have to take those people with us. We have to listen to them. They know where there are opportunities. And with such a significant announcement of funding, it's important that that funding is targeted in that respect.
There's long been a belief that historically the fishery sector was sold out, as it were, and it was hoped that this latest round of discussions on the common fisheries policy would go somewhere towards redressing that. Has that happened?
Well, the figure of 148 million, it's doubled from the last CFP negotiation. There is a realisation on the part of Minister Coveney that there are opportunities, and while we are looking at, you know, for the likes of the shellfish sector, there are opportunities in the added value in the processing sector, and I think we have to work with the different representative bodies. We have a very powerful organisation in the KFO, have had a great result recently in the Boarfish factory for Killybegs, which will add value to that particular pelagic sector. But all the work that has gone on at a very, very localised level, especially in the coastal communities on the islands, and there has been a significant series of recommendations through the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Fisheries and Agriculture, and we should heed those recommendations because they're coming from the fishermen themselves.